For years, a boat driven by an Aleknagik school employee has ferried students across the lake each morning and afternoon. Now, the district will phase out the boat shuttle and begin providing bus service, says Superintendent David Piazza.
The bus did arrive. I believe it was on the first barge of the season in here to Dillingham, and it's parked somewhere up in Aleknagik, waiting bus inspections and things like that.
The new school bus will take K through 8 students from South Shore to the north and back, but Piazza says the extent of the route is yet to be determined. The area between the South Shore and the Dillingham City Limit sign has been a gray area between the Southwest and Dillingham school districts. Because of the difficulty of commuting across the lake, families who live from the South Shore on down have been able to choose whether to send their kids to Aleknagik or Dillingham, but the bridge could change that.
You know, we now have access, to pick those students up on the South Shore and bring them over to the North Shore school. And so we've contracted with the city of Aleknagik to provide that bus transportation for those students.
How far south the new bus might run will depend on costs. Piazza says the proposed busing contract with the city of Aleknagik is for $52,000 per school year. That's up from the nearly $18,000 per year the district had budgeted to run the boat service. And as budgets continue to get leaner, the district is also considering the state funds it could gain from bringing more students to the school. According to the State Department of Education and Early Development, the amount of money a school gets per head is expected to be about $5,880 in fiscal year 2016. So, for instance, if the new Aleknagik bus could scoop up just 9 more students, that would make up the cost of the proposed bus contract. The district likely wouldn't pursue that until next fall. The state does its school headcounts in early October. But all that number crunching is still hypothetical. Superintendent Piazza says for now, the city is still working on getting the new school bus staffed and ready.
We'll still maintain the boat bus transportation from the South Shore over to the North Shore, until that bus route has been established fully.
There are 28 students currently attending the Aleknagik School. Piazza says the school board will consider issues of funding and district boundaries over the next year. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.